Can you talk about the role of your family, those close to you, in helping you cope with diabetes?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose doing it from an observational point of view, in terms of looking back at how things have been. Obviously, growing up, my mum was very good. She was there when I was first diagnosed, and she was there helping me through the initial injections. She never actually injected me, just it didn't seem necessary because I managed to do it from the word go. She's probably always been a bit curious. I don't know whether she was quite happy to not have to. I have no idea. But she always was, you know, if I was at home and I was having a hypo, she would always check up on me and make sure I'd eaten enough and worry about me and all that kind of thing. So she's played a very good role. I mean, more latterly, I suppose, if I go to meet my mum on a Saturday, for example, she would say I seem to always have a hypo when I see her. And I don't know whether there's a particular link there or whether it's because we meet around lunchtime and then the blood sugars drop for whatever reason, so we eat later than we should. That's just something we should try and sort out, but we never seem to. But, you know, in general terms, she's been very good and has been very supportive. You know, she'll tell me off and be cross with me if I've done stupid things, but generally she's been good about it all. My friends have been very good as well. You know, if they see that my blood sugars have dropped, they jump in straight away and sort me out, or if they think I'm not making sense, like my mum, they would just say, Lisa, you need to eat, and either I'd have an argument with them because I was that way inclined or not. But most people that I know have been really good and sorted me out. Obviously, Mags, my husband, he has been very, very good. You know, there's been some quite difficult hypos where he's been at his wit's end knowing how to deal with me, because I can get quite argumentative. And I'm sure my mum would say the same, but I suppose the ones with Mags are more recent, so they're more vivid in my mind. You know, I can remember odd days where I've woken up and he said, are you all right? And I'm like, why did I have a hypo? So I've maybe not remembered. Or there'll be times when it's almost like I've had a hypo and I've been aware of it, but it was almost like it was watching what was going on, which might sound a bit dramatic, but that's sometimes what it can be like. There was an instance going back when I was at home where I was in the car and my mum was in the car with me, and there was like a little lane that we used to drive down to get to my grandma's. I think we were driving home from my grandma's, and my mum obviously realised that she was talking to me and I wasn't making much sense. And she was obviously a nervous wreck because she realised I needed to eat. So she was trying to get me to eat something. And I was driving. And this was a little narrow lane in the dark. And fortunately, she managed to sort me out. But she was a nervous wreck. I can remember vividly feeling this intensity in the car. And she was probably very upset and angry with me. But at the end of the day, that's the way it was. But, you know, Mags has had a few of those kind of situations. Not necessarily in the car. But he's observed me in that quite far gone state.